Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to previously Mind, Body and Chow, but now the Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Ijaz Khan. Inshallah, we'll be with you for the next half an hour or so. On the line with us now for the first segment of the show is Ronald Abergy, fitness and wellness expert. Ronald created My Personal Trainer, and he joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Jaz, are you well today?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm doing brilliantly. How are you, sir?
I just want to win, win, win.
Like Leicester City.
My condolences to you and Liverpool, but I'm sure that next year, inshallah, you guys will do a lot better.
I think everyone would, give Leicester their due. I mean, they were underdogs and they did so well to, emerge victorious. But now, speaking about emerging victorious, it's time to emerge victorious in the field of fitness. Ronald, we're all set and ready for the workout. Are you?
I'm always ready for the workout and excited to get the listeners up and active. So let's get going with this workout.
Let's go.
All right, today's workout, again, is a mixture of moves. It's upper body, lower body. You might sprinkle a bit of cardio in here and there. But the first move we're going to start off with, and I would assume that our listeners by now know they should be warming their bodies up.
Yes.
And they could do anything for a minute that is cardio-related or overall body function-related to really increase their heart rate, create a light sweat on the forehead, and increase the breathing rate. And what that does is prepare the body for the workout ahead so you minimize your risk of injury. Remember something, Brother Jazz.
Yes.
A stretch in the beginning of a workout is not the warm-up. And we would always advise people to stretch during or at the end of a workout because then your muscles are really warm for that and to benefit from that. So you could do skipping, running on the spot, kickboxing, shadow boxing, short sprints, up the stairs and down the stairs, anything that's cardio-related, and that's how you start off the workout.
Okay.
Our first exercise will be something known as the curtsy squat. Now, with a curtsy squat, you work the saddlebags, and what you do is you stand in a position where your feet are hip-width apart.
Right.
You bring your right leg behind you into a curtsy position, like you go and watch a theater.
Yes.
And they curtsy to say thank you at the end.
Bravo.
What you then do is you get as low down to the ground with your knees as you can and your back upright.
Okay.
And then you stand back up. And then you alternate your legs. And you repeat these moves for 30 seconds non-stop. And what it does is it tones your glutes and it tones and shapes the outside of your leg but also the front of the leg. It's a beautiful variation on a squat. Now, my advice to people out there for this exercise is hold onto a railing or a chair or a couch to ensure that you don't twist your shoulders as you take your leg to cross behind you.
Okay.
And nice and easy, and you do that exercise. Moving on to the next one, we're going to do the walk-out push-up. So what you do is, this is a wonderful one for a combination of flexibility and strength.
Okay.
So you start standing, and with straight legs, bend forward, as far forward as you can with your hands. Once your hands touch the floor, you gently begin to bend your knees, and you then walk your feet out into a push-up position.
Nice.
You then do a push-up by bending your elbows down,
okay.
Push it back up to straighten the elbows, keep your hands on the floor and walk your feet back to your hands, and then slowly stand up. And that, my brother, is one repetition. You then repeat that for at least 10 repetitions. And when you do that, you'll activate your upper body, your core, your lower body, helping you tighten and burn fat and cellulite in the back of the legs as well. It's a wonderful overall body exercise. And it's as simple as dropping your hands down in front of you, walking your feet back,
mm-hmm.
doing a push-up, walking your feet towards your hands, keeping your hands on the floor, and slowly standing up and straightening your knees.
Great stuff.
All right, so the next one we're going to do is on the floor. We're doing a V-crunch. Now, a V-crunch is when you grab a weighted something behind you. It can be an old-school telephone directory, a couple of magazines, bottled water, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And you lie on your back with your arms stretched overhead, holding the weighted object in both hands. And what you then do is lift your feet 10 centimeters off the floor,
mm-hmm.
and all you then do is simultaneously crunch your straight legs up and move your straight legs up, and then you move the weighted object behind you right up to the feet, so you crunch in the middle and then you slowly drop back down. And by having your arms straightened out, you're really going to engage your entire core and your entire ab area to really get a wonderful workout in. You do that exercise non-stop for 30 seconds and then move on to the next. And the final exercise for this morning is something known as the mountain climber. So in the mountain climber, you go into the push-up position, and what you can do is you drive one knee at a time into your chest and then back out to the starting position, as though you're running.
Right.
And what you do is by alternating your legs as quickly as you can, you get your heart rate up, you engage your core, and the energy should be coming from the deep into your lower abs. You do this for 30 seconds nonstop, and then you repeat the entire sequence again to give you an overall fat burning and muscle toning workout.
Brilliant stuff. Nice one to get the week going. Ronald, now into our discussion we move, and we're discussing body weight training. So what is the purpose of body weight training?
You know, it's a great question and a great discussion point, because we always do this workout whenever we start off our segment.
Right.
And you might wonder, but you're not using any weights. You're not adding a lot of resistance into the workout. I don't need a gym. No, you don't. Because people complicate fitness. And you must understand that the best of all, fitness doesn't have to cost a thing. You know, myself, for example, you know, if I do go to a gym, I'll go when I can, and that's infrequently. I prefer to train at home and bring in some home-based workouts, you know, even on my balcony. So what you do is, you with bodyweight training, it's one is a super efficient workout. So research suggests high-output bodyweight exercises like plyometrics, they are very dynamic motion exercises, yield an awesome amount of fitness gains in short durations. Because there's no equipment involved, the bodyweight workouts make it easier to move from one workout to the next. It's easy to combine cardio and strength. We've just done that now in our workouts.
Right.
So we can do quick strength and quick cardio workouts one after the other, working similar muscle groups, but in a particular range of motion that's more functionally beneficial, which means it benefits everybody, no matter young or old, with their functional capacity and their movements generally, from lifting and pushing shopping bags to picking up and playing with your kids. You can burn fat fast. In just a few minutes of body weight circuit training like we have done, if you do it at the right intensity, it'll have a great impact on your body's metabolism and a great after-burn effect, which means that once the workout is over, your body will still be revved up from a metabolism perspective for hours to come. You'll be able to gain core strength. You'll be able to increase your flexibility. You know, there's never an excuse not to work out. You can't say, it's cold, I don't feel like driving to the park, or I don't feel like going anywhere. You can do it in your home. And ultimately, you'll never get bored, because it's easy to mix your workout up with the different exercises that you can always do and bring friends and family to join you in on the workout. And you know what else, brother, it does?
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
That's it. And we all love free things, don't we?
We love free things. So you can bring that workout in, and that's how simple and some of the benefits of bodyweight training.
Indeed. You're listening to the Verbal Fitness Sessions on the Power Half Hour. Our guest, Ronald Avergy, fitness and wellness expert. We're discussing bodyweight training. If you've got any questions you want to ask, you can do so. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ. _K. Ronald is with us for the next 4 minutes or so. Now, Ronald, what are some of the benefits of bodyweight training?
The benefits are vast. I mean, literally quite vast. One is, it allows you to work out areas on your body that you can control. And if you have an injury, for example, to your knees, you don't have to rely yourself on a machine or on a particular range of motion. You can control how low you want to go in a squat to wherever it's comfortable for you, and then rise back up. So that way you don't exasperate injury, you actually begin to work around the injury and activate the muscles to alleviate the pain from any injury that you may be experiencing. Number two is, it's easy for anybody to do. I always advise people, involve your kids in fitness with you. You know, I mean, our daughter literally is up and down on the skipping rope all the time, doing something. She's got an exercise ball that she bounces on as her mode of transportation in the house, whereas we use it for strength and for core training or for squats. So get the family involved. So it's really a fun family activity that you could do. And the other benefits are that you will literally be able to do hundreds and hundreds of exercises. So you'll always be able to challenge your body to give you results. Because we don't challenge the body. If you do the same workout for the next month, your body and your muscles will get so used to that exercise that you will stop seeing results. And that way, your motivation will begin to fade and wane, and you'll end up stopping the exercises. So those are really some of the benefits that body weight training brings into your workout, and you are literally not limited by any venue. You could do it if you're traveling in your hotel room. You could do it on the beach, in a park, or even in the comfort and convenience and security of your home.
Indeed. Another one, Ronald Yates says, sleep and weight gain, is it myth or reality?
You know, that's actually a fact. There's no myth around that. That's a reality. You know, sleep is one of the most overlooked limiting factors on your journey to overall health, number one, but more particular to weight loss. Now, remember something, that sleep is not the magic solution to weight loss, which means you can't sleep for the whole day and expect to lose weight.
Yeah.
Let's just unpack that right now and clear it up. But it helps enormously, because not enough sleep is linked to weight gain, depression, overeating, depression, a variation in your hormonal level as well. Because when you're sleeping and you get high-quality sleep, you allow the body to properly regulate the hormones ghrelin and leptin, and those stimulate and suppress appetite respectively. And studies show that people who are sleep-deprived have a much bigger appetite and tend to eat more calories. Therefore, they put on more weight. People who are also sleep-deprived tend to crave more sugary and carbohydrate-dense foods, such as quick and easy sources of energy release to make up for the lack of sleep. So sleep affects every area of your life, whether you like it or not, and that's including your waistline.
All right, to close it up, Ronald, I see someone has sent a picture and it's got the word diet, but between the each letters there's a full stop, so it's D.I.E.T, and it stands for Did I Eat That?
And more often than not, if the scale is going to the wrong end, you most likely did. And you know what? I mean, I have a sweet tooth. I mean, yeah. I do. I mean, the other day I felt bad. I snuck a chocolate in, and then my wife caught me in the room eating a chocolate, and I felt so bad. But you realize these things, that if you feel like something, don't be afraid to have a smaller version thereof. And we all fall off the wagon now and then. It's okay. Just get back on and control what you eat and really how you exercise, and just make it consistent rather than prescriptional and deprivational.
Indeed. Thank you so much for all of that, Ronald. Inshallah, we'll pick it up tomorrow. I don't know if you're up for a quick challenge. I'm going to be filling in for Mufti Musaji this afternoon. Would you be up for an afternoon workout as well? Or do we pick it up tomorrow on the Verbal Fitness Sessions?
Well, now that I'm live on air, I can't say no to that. So the challenge is there, and inshallah, we'll definitely chat later on this afternoon. And really keep inspiring the listeners with different and more informative information with related to living a healthy lifestyle.
Indeed. Jazakallah khair for that, brother. We'll chat later. You take it easy.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Ronald Evergy there talking body weight training, and we had the live workout for you guys. Coming up after the break, we're talking. Last week we spoke about men are like rubber bands, and you know, you understand the concept there. Today we're discussing why women are like waves. Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia joining us in a few seconds' time.
And when life gets hard, you know it can get harder sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back.
Yes, it's time now to be joined by Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia. She joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing, Ijaz?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, last week, Sumaya, we spoke about men being like rubber bands, right? And
yes.
We discussed their need to pull away sometimes to come back stronger. Now, you believe that women are like waves. Sounds very interesting. So tell us, what makes a woman like a wave?
Well, Ijaz, it's basically two things, her self-esteem and her mood. You know, like we said, you know, men are rubber bands, women are waves, and in order to bring the best of ourselves into our relationships, we need to understand the cycle and not deny each other going through this process and the cycle. So it's almost like, you know, when a woman is feeling loved, her self-esteem rises and falls like a wave. And, you know, I'm sure many women can relate to this feeling of being on a peak. You know, it's when she's feeling really good about herself. She's feeling good about her life, about her spouse, just about everything. Because, you know, when she's on that upswing of her wave, you know, rising, Then she sees her life as rich and full. But then suddenly all of that can change. You know, her mood can change. And as she's going down now, where she's, you know, reaching the bottom, it's almost like that well that she's reaching. And in that time, when she's going down, her mood goes down. And with that, she almost senses and sees the emptiness of her life. You know, everything just seems down and she becomes overwhelmed. And that can be really difficult for her as well. You know, if she doesn't understand the cycle, and neither does her partner. So it's very important to understand, you know, what makes a woman like a wave. It is, you know, that self-esteem of hers that rises, and then it's her mood that fluctuates going up and down. That's basically what it is.
Now, how long does this phase last?
Well, firstly, note that, Ijaz, this is just a temporary phase that doesn't last very long, depending on the kind of support she gets, right? Because when a woman is bottoming out, when she's crashing and when she's hitting rock bottom, she needs a lot of love and support because she becomes very, very vulnerable at this time. And when she's becoming very, very vulnerable, she needs a lot of love and understanding, you know, from her husband. So depending on that, it could last sometimes just for a few hours or maybe a day or so, you know. And in this time, what happens is she needs to hit bottom. You know, because sometimes maybe a woman might feel that, okay, I can feel a little bad and a little sad and then I can rise up again. The cycle doesn't work like that. When you're on the downswing of that wave, you have to crash completely and hit rock bottom in order to rise up again. Because the moment you hit bottom, it's almost like the moment you touch that ground, you start rising up again. And then this woman is full of life, full of radiating love that she can give off, you know, to those that are close to her and to her loved ones and, most importantly, to her spouse.
Now, how does a woman feel during this bottoming out phase and how can her spouse support her?
Well, what, you know, when a woman is going into her well, what happens is her deepest issues come up. And she can feel very, very empty at this time. You know, like we said, when she's going down, what she sees is the emptiness in her life. She sees what she's actually missing out on. You know, the things that are missing, that's when she's, that comes so into her focus. And sometimes it can, you know, seem to her husband like she's, you know, she's complaining. Because what happens is a man assumes that the sudden change of, you know, his spouse's mood depends solely on his behavior. So if she's happy, then he takes the credit for it. And if she's sad and she's miserable, then he feels responsible for it. But when this woman is having the cycle of, you know, going down into, you know, where she's crashing, this has nothing to do with the man. You know, he doesn't have to fix this. What happens is he's got to realize that she's experiencing a whole range of emotions, you know, negative emotions. And she becomes very sensitive at this time. Sometimes she doesn't even understand herself, you know, where all of these emotions are coming up and where they're coming from. Because yesterday she was completely fine. She was at her peak. She was happy. But now as she's going down and as she's crashing and her wave is crashing, she's feeling all of these emotions that are coming up. And it's all because of unresolved feelings that she's feeling. And these come up and make her feel really very, very sensitive. And what a man needs to do in this, you know, in this time is don't invalidate her feelings, you know, because when you do this, it's just going to take her a longer time to reach that bottom. And if you support her in it very quickly, she reaches that bottom and then she rises up again. And, you know, she's full of love and full of everything that's good and nurturing that she can basically give you. And sometimes, you know, what's amazing to even note is that we as women put pressure on ourselves to be constantly loving. And then our partners also expect that of us, you know, that we should be completely loving all the time and our mood should be completely okay. And I think that's a bit ridiculous, don't you, Ijaz? Because, you know, it's like saying that, you know, the weather should always stay the same or the sun shouldn't shine or the sun should be shining all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, life is filled with rhythm. You know, we have day and night, we have hot and cold, so even our bodies go through that rhythm. You know, it's just our moods that are going up and down, and it's a natural cycle for a woman to go through these periods. Because if she is to experience all the negative, I mean, all the positive feelings of, you know, of love and caring and compassion, surely she's going to experience and feel feelings that are sadness and, you know, where she's just empty inside. That's the richness and fullness of life, you know. So you know, like I said, as humans, we have these rhythms that go on with us. Men need to pull away, and women go down into their well, and they need to nurture themselves. And not just nurture themselves. You know, their spouses need to understand that this is a time where she needs a lot of understanding, a lot of compassion. You just need to listen to her. Once she hits that bottom, she's going to be up again. She's not going to stay down there. Because as women, you know, if you deny yourself this period because it's, you know, because you just feel you're supposed to be happy all the time, you're supposed to be loving all the time, you're depriving yourself of something that is really important, because this is what gives you that motivation, you know, to be at your best, to be alive and shine and be your magnificent self.
Indeed. You're listening to the Power Half Hour. We're discussing with Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia the topic of women are like waves. This part two, last week we spoke about men being like rubber bands. And yeah, you can send your questions through. She's with us for the next 7 minutes or so. The number is SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, Twitter at EJAZ_K. You can call us as well if you want, 011-854-1548. And one question that has come in, Sumaya, it says, what if you hit bottom and are stuck there?
Well, Ijaz, that's a very, very important question. And Jazakallah, you know, to whoever sent that question. When you reach, you know, that rock bottom and you stay there, you know, nothing brings you up, then you know that it's not just a normal rhythmic cycle that we're talking about where your wave has crashed. Mm. Because that means that there's something else more that's going on there. Probably you're clinically depressed, or maybe there's something else that needs addressing. So always go into that and, you know, see what is the problem here. Because, you know, the cycle of, you know, of this wave, women need to realize that it doesn't happen on a daily basis, nor does it happen on a weekly basis. If you're feeling blue on a weekly basis, don't think this is your wave crashing, because this cycle happens between 28 and 35 days. And you know what's very important to note, Ijaz, that women who deny themselves the cycle tend to suffer more with PMS. So it's just something that's very interesting, you know, that research show that, you know, women suffer with PMS when they deny themselves this going down, you know, this wave of theirs that crashes. It's just something that's interesting to note. So, you know, I'd suggest that, you know, this listener that sent in this question, you know, just go in and further investigate what else is going on in your life that's allowing you to stay in that down mode for too long where you can't even lift yourself up.
Now, Sumaya, you know, a woman will complain that their husbands are not able to see the signs. You know, I'm showing him I'm not feeling too well, but he still doesn't even worry. Now, are there warning signs for men to know that his wife is going into the well?
Yes, absolutely. There are quite a few, but we're just going to get into what are, you know, just like the main warning signs, just two warning signs that, you know, a man can know. And I think most women suffer with this. And woman, it's very important for you as well to know when you're reaching that point of, you know, where you're just about to crash or where you're going down. It's very important for you to take note of this as well. So, you know, a warning sign could be that, you know, she feels overwhelmed. The feeling is of overwhelm. And she can say things like, you know, there's just so much to do. Sometimes, you know, men hear this. You know, where this woman is just doing things all the time for everyone, but then all of a sudden she just gets up one day and she's complaining about everything. You know, that there's so much to do, but there isn't any more on her plate than there was last week. So this is a sign that, you know what, your wife is going down, and this is when she needs a lot of your support, a lot of your understanding. Don't try to fix her feelings. Understand it and just listen to what she's trying to tell you, right? And then another thing is that another warning sign could be that she feels passive. And this could, you know, what sound like where she tells you, I don't care, you can do whatever you feel like doing. You know, sometimes a woman does say that. But, you know, I just don't care. She becomes very, very passive. Know that this woman is going down into her well and she is crashing. She needs you at that time. That is the time that a woman needs love the most. And sometimes what can happen is a man doesn't understand all of this. And it becomes very, very difficult for him because he feels responsible. You know, like we said earlier, he takes credit for when she's happy and he feels responsible and blamed when she's feeling sad.
Yes. Now, Sumaya, I see a message coming through. It says, Salams, Brother Jaz, lovely topic just to contribute. Women are magical. What we can do is amazing. We must cherish these waves to make us stronger.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is basically the beautiful rhythm of life, you know, that Allah has blessed men and women. And Ijaz, you know, I just believe that if people were equipped with this kind of information, you know, pre-marriage, it will alleviate a lot of issues, because we then understand these differences between men and women. And, you know, what's the more important thing is that we respect it. And we're learning before time how to handle, how to cope. When my husband is pulling away, what does that mean? When my wife is feeling bad and sad, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that I'm responsible or she's blaming me. It just means she could be going through, you know, that motion where she's reaching the bottom. And just remember that the most important thing is that the moment a woman hits rock bottom, you know, that bottom phase, she has to reach that bottom of the well. And the moment she reaches that bottom of the well, immediately she starts rising again. So that's basically how a woman is like a wave, or she could be described as a wave, you know, where she rises and she falls.
Indeed, ups and downs. And yes, women are resilient, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Women are resilient, but so are men.
Of course.
Yes.
Jazakallah for acknowledging us being resilient as well as the sisters out there. Very, very intriguing discussion, the Sumaya, on women being waves. We thank you for your time this afternoon, and inshallah, we'll pick it up next week for another installment and another fascinating discussion.
Inshallah, we definitely will. Just one more very quick advice, if I could just give this, you know, share this insight, Ijaz.
Go for it quickly.
You know, when a woman is down in her well, sometimes a man is not really available to talk to you or to understand you. What I find works very well is pen and paper becomes very therapeutic. And instead of journaling, you give it a different name. You know, it is called crap boarding. All of the crappy feelings that you're feeling, the unloving feelings you're feeling, put it down on paper, because the moment you do that, you see what's written there, and automatically it all gets processed.
Indeed. So basically, going down in the well is just the first step in getting well. How's that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jazakallah khair again, Sumaya, for all of your insights, and have a wonderful day, inshallah.
Jazakallah so much for having me, and you too, Ijaz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
That was Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia talking about women being like waves, ups and downs. And guys, you've got to see the warning signs so you can help her, as Sister Sumaya has pointed out. That's it for the Power Half Hour for today. Inshallah, we'll be back at 1:30 tomorrow for another fascinating discussion and live workouts, and keeping you healthy, fit, and taking you out of your depressing state and keeping you lively and optimistic to face life ahead. From myself, Jaskan and Ziad, for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.